Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. You know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Time now for another episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. Dr. Ken is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Dr. Ken is known all over that area of Florida. As a matter of fact, known all over Florida. As a matter of fact, known all over the Southeast. As a matter of fact, known all around the country because of this program. As a matter of fact, known all around the world because of this program and other things that he has done, working as a facilitator for the American Heart Association. So if you would like to tap into Ken's expertise, I would tell you to be smart. Give him a call to the office. See if you can set up a time. 352-735-1400. That's Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. We get together every week to discuss a lot of the issues in medicine in a conventional way. Ken spends a lot of time doing research and also going through the research of others that's published in lots of these archives and a lot of the various journals that are aimed at particular types of health and health issues. So, let's see if we can get started here with something that is clearly almost assumed. I would have thought this is kind of a duh, but apparently somebody thinks it's not. The fact, Ken, that breastfeeding, and when you get beyond a year old, gets you higher test scores, youngsters.
Well, this was published just this week in the Archives of Disease in Childhood, and this is new research, Doug. It actually shows that babies who breastfeed longer can see better test scores years later as adolescents. The higher children were breastfed, I should say the longer children were breastfed, the better they perform on standardized assessment tests. So if you want smart, brainiac children, you may want to breastfeed them a long time. And this seems like it should be what it is, and it is what it is.
You know, speaking of it being what it is, I have a story that I want to share with you about my sister, and I meant to call you the other day, because you and I certainly have plenty of frequent conversations on the phone, but this was something that I kind of let escape from me purposely because my sister wasn't too sure what she wanted to do and why, I can't imagine. A week ago today, my sister, who is 3 years younger than I am, had a heart attack. She felt it. She stumbled, she fell, she had sharp pains in her upper chest and her arm, and she threw up. So her husband called an ambulance, and the ambulance couldn't come right away. There are a couple of ambulance stories that are part of this, Ken. A couple of different things in this story.
What city is this in?
Framingham, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. Okay, so husband brings her to Newton Wellesley Hospital, which is the go-to hospital now because the hospital in our town has become a joke. The old Framingham Union Hospital, where my children were born, where I've had every procedure known to man that I needed to have done there. It belongs to Tenet now. They're a bunch of money-grubbing, chiseling, cheating. The doctors are leaving. The nurses are leaving. Departments are leaving. So nobody goes there anymore. They go to the Newton Wellesley Hospital, which is affiliated with Mass General. So they go in there, and she's tested right away. Well, actually, she wasn't. She told what her symptoms were, and she had to sit in a chair. She's having a heart attack. She sits in a chair in the emergency room waiting.
Tell everyone again what her symptoms were, because I think that's very important.
Her symptoms were nausea. Her symptoms were sharp pain in her right shoulder, right side, and pain all the way down her arm. She stumbled and fell.
She didn't lose consciousness, but she became really very uncomfortable and a lot kind of disoriented from the way she tells the story.
Okay.
So anyway, they get her to Newton Wellesley, and they diagnose her. She has at least one completely blocked artery and maybe a couple.
So do an EKG in the emergency room, and is that abnormal?
They did, well, what was abnormal, I thought, because of a, now, see how spoiled I am. I said, did they do an ultrasound on you? Because that's what you always do for me every year.
Well, and you're not said, having a heart attack.
No, but isn't that a way to tell what's going on inside your heart?
Actually, Dr. Doug, the ultrasound doesn't look at the circulation of the heart. It looks at all the other parts except the electrical system and the circulation. And when you're concerned about a heart attack, that's a plumbing issue. You're concerned about the circulation to the heart's having a problem. So an echocardiogram indirectly may tell us something because the heart won't be contracting normally, but you're not going to usually delay time to get an echocardiogram because you want to go right to the source and look at the circulation. So while you're waiting for the heart catheterization team in the modern era to get there, you might do an electrocardiogram, and then you probably will draw some blood work to see if there's any evidence of damage in the circulation, the heart muscle. And then you'll get somebody right to the cath lab, do the cath, image the circulation, and then open up the blockage.
Okay. So all of that happened over 7 hours. It didn't happen immediately. It took them, they diagnosed it, and they said she had a blockage and she needed, they're not doing operations anymore at this hospital. They send everybody to Mass General. Everybody goes into the operating room. They don't even have an operating room.
Did they do the cath at the hospital?
Nope. They went to Boston to do it.
So they transferred her out of the ER to do the heart catheterization.
Right. They put her in an ambulance, and the ambulance was being driven. They had three ambulances to serve all of Mass General at that time. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon now. So at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
this is not a story where you're boasting about the quality of care.
No, I'm telling you, this sucks.
The impression.
Yeah, that's exactly right, especially when it comes to Mass General. Her husband is a health insurance salesman. He's been in the insurance business for 55 years. They have the best health insurance you could possibly imagine.
Right.
So anyway, so she gets in the ambulance. They are driving toward Boston, and the driver gets a call that somebody on the South Shore is having some kind of an attack in which he is a specialist. So they call another ambulance. They meet at a gas station. They take my sister out of one ambulance, put her in the other ambulance, and this guy who is the specialist goes on his way down to fix whoever it is that's having the problem on the South Shore.
No wonder everyone's moving to Florida. My gosh.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, she goes in. It's 7 o'clock when she gets in there, and the doctors had been on call. They knew 4 hours ago that she needed the surgery. They stayed there until she got there, and they performed the work that needed to be done to unblock, put in a stent or two or whatever it was, and then she spent the night there. She spent a night there, and then she spent a night back in the other hospital because they transported her back there because they don't really like people to stay overnight at Mass General because they need to save the beds for people who are in line to go get operations in one of their master suites. But just imagine yourself and what she was thinking about all of this, and then the theories about why it happened. My sister is fairly slight. She's never smoked. She drinks wine. She has never been an abuser of anything, really, and she doesn't eat. She eats well, quite well. In fact, she's pretty conservative about what she eats. She takes things. She's a lot of stress, and she had a cancer operation on her face. I think I told you that last year. They had a deep-rooted cancer that they had to basically destroy her face, and she had plastic surgery, and she looks fine now, pretty much. But there's a theory that what may have happened, what may have been an over leftover impact of that, the stuff that was in there could have drained down and created plaque in her arteries. So I don't know whether that makes sense or doesn't make sense, but that's what somebody put forth. So, but anyway, I was telling you the story more because, hey, I said to her, I think she ought to talk to you. She said, yeah, she would like to. But more, the story about the ambulance and the fiasco, it's nuts.
Let's talk a little bit more about your sister, Chris. This represents a lot of lessons for all of us. So when we get some large time, I want to go into this deeper.
Okay, right now let's talk about healthy weight loss, safe weight loss, good, productive weight loss, and that's at the hands of Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. What a great company. It's family run. A doctor and his nurses came up with this formula almost 27 years ago. The formula has no drugs. The formula has no stimulants. And the company is of a culture. They don't do like a lot of these other stimulant. Well, a lot of stuff you order online, give me a credit card, and they just keep sending you stuff. Nope, that's not how it works at Calitrin. You have to get back to them either online at toploss.com or on the phone to tell them you want more product. This is a product that's made in the United States, not in China. It was made in a COVID-free facility. FDA registered. It's a one-of-a-kind product, a one-of-a-kind complex. The formula has patented ingredients. It just works. That's it. So easy, so safe, so healthy, so good, and it works 86% of the time, according to the millions of people who register back in with the success of the product. So right now, you can get Calitrin capsules by a four-month you get 4 months of Calitrin capsules, you get 4 months free. Get, let's see here, 3 months. You can do 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, whatever it is. Check it all out and order online at toploss.com. Use the Doug code when you check out, and you'll get free shipping as well. That's all Calitrin. Calitrin products at toploss.com. This is Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can get his weekly podcast, the all-inclusive Good Day Health podcast, available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of people get them on iHeart and Spreaker and Apple and that sort of thing. But wherever you get it, it's an important thing for you to access so you know what Ken has been talking about and you can get caught up on the latest research. That is Good Day Health Show. .com and Doug and Ken here at your service at 20 minutes past the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Half the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, who we were sharing the story of my sister having a heart attack. You know, it brought a lot of things up, and one of the things that she and I talked about when she was recuperating was how many more women now are having these. Whether that's something we don't know our mother's history, because she died when she was 50. Our father had a stroke when he was 91. Well, he actually had the first one at 88. So how much does that play into the history or into the reality, one's family history, into the reality of having some experience like this, Ken?
Well, family history is very important. And, Doug, most women will think that breast cancer is their biggest risk to good health. But actually, since the late 1980s, more women each year have died of heart disease than men. Mm. And actually, women are at seven times more risk of developing a heart attack than they are of developing breast cancer. Wow. And your sister represents reality. And I just wanted you to talk about her symptoms, because often a woman's symptoms are not quite the classic Hollywood with the elephant on the chest and the sweat pouring down the head. And she had somewhat classic symptoms, but she had some what we call atypical symptoms also. I wanted you to illustrate that. Also, when you're having a heart attack, time is muscle. And it's surprising to me that you don't have any local care other than the big tertiary care hospital that does catheterization.
Remember, I live in the home of the Framingham Heart Study.
Exactly.
And there's a heart facility here that sort of stands apart from the rest of the hospital, but it's become not a joke, but it's
dinosaur.
Become a, yeah. Right, exactly.
No, that's right. In today's modern era, time is myocardium, and to get an open vessel when you're having a heart attack is so important. And that's why, amazingly, smaller hospitals are doing this.
Yeah.
And as an emergency, and it sounds like where you are, you have to be ambulanced to the Mecca, to the big hospital to get this done.
Right.
Which is in Boston, you would think that there'd be all these other hospitals.
Yeah. Well, there is Mass Medical that's in Worcester, UMass Medical, that's a good hospital, and there's Brigham and Women's, basically in the Boston area, Mass General and Brigham and Williams, pretty much, Brigham and Women's has overtaken and bought out all the hospitals.
But to treat an acute heart attack, to treat an acute heart attack where you are, you have to be ambulanced from your ER to MGH. It's interesting.
Yeah, right.
It is what it is. But let's also talk about what the lessons are here, because we always talk about risk factors, and the best way to prevent a heart attack, to delay a heart attack till later, is deal with risk factors. Smoking, mental stress, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, diet, inactivity. And you're basically saying that you're, from what you can tell, your sister really didn't have any of these, right?
More or less. Yeah, I don't know. So, I wasn't there. I just heard her tell the story. So I'm...
Okay, no, but she, in her life prior to this, didn't have any of these
risk factors. Zero.
Okay.
No signs, no risk factors.
Let me make an important point. Everybody needs to know their Lp(a), lipoprotein A. This is the, you know, there's good, bad cholesterol. This is the terrible cholesterol. Yeah. And it's inherited. I would want to know her Lp(a). It causes increased clotting, increased plaquing. It's just very much increased risk of heart attack. Know your Lp(a). Ask your doctor to get it.
All right, more from cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing a series of border security bills. One bill designates drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
It has higher penalties for criminal activity. It also adds foreign terrorist organizations to intelligence databases.
Another bill allows state troopers to train local cops on how to stop smugglers in their communities. An FBI official says the agent who testified for Republicans was suspended by the Bureau for leaking sensitive information to a right-wing group.
House Democrats now accuse Garrett O'Boyle of lying to the committee and are referring the issue to the Attorney General. Lawmakers found out about the suspension in testimony from the Executive Assistant Director of the FBI for Human Resources to the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour. You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. Back at 34 after the hour now, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week at this time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Accessible by dialing 352-735-1400 for an appointment there in the hospital. Telemedicine, I'm going to have my sister give you. You know, she doesn't have a cardiologist, and they didn't assign her a cardiologist when she had the heart attack, which flabbergasted me. I guess I'm spoiled, because you and I, every year, go through this whole day-long thing. And I know it's special because it's me and yada, yada. But I would think there are plenty of people who get a cardiological exam, or I would have bet, I don't think, but I would have bet that my family wouldn't be any different. But apparently my sisters are, because neither one of them have a cardiologist or anybody that they can pick up the phone and call. Which is, you know, I guess I'm spoiled.
I guess you are, and for Framingham, Massachusetts residents.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's asinine. All right, you had a couple of more things that you wanted to add to the mix here.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about this LP little a, lipoprotein A, because I'm going to look in my crystal ball, and by next year, this is going to be front page news, because the European Society of Cardiology has already this past fall recommended that all European adults get their LP little a checked, lipoprotein A. And usually the American College of Cardiology and the European Society of Cardiology are holding hands on these recommendations, but I think we're a little behind. But this is a newly detected horrible cholesterol. You only need to get it checked once in a life, because there's nothing we do as an individual about this. This is all inherited. 20% of the population have an elevated LP little a, and it leads to very early heart attacks and strokes. These are in individuals like your sister who have none of the classic risk factors. Why are they having a heart attack? So they don't have the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the obesity, the cholesterol. They eat right. They exercise. None of the classic. They don't smoke. None of the classic risk factors. But their LP little a is elevated. They're in the 20% of the population. LP little a, again, is the horrible cholesterol. It increases plaque. It increases clotting. It increases inflammation. It clogs up the circulation much faster than any of the other known cholesterols that we measure. There's an active study going on at the Cleveland Clinic right now in phase three, looking at several, phase two and phase three, looking at several of the new drugs that are being developed to lower LP little a. Nothing is out there yet. These injectables that we have, Repatha, Praluent, to lower cholesterol LDL dramatically, do lower LPA little a about 25%. It's not yet clear whether this has benefit significance, but a lot of cardiologists, not all, but a lot of cardiologists, when the LP little a, since we have nothing else right now, are recommending Praluent or Repatha, these injectables, the so-called PCSK9 inhibitor drugs that are dramatically effective at lowering LDL. When you have an elevated LP little a, we all recommend, unless there's an intolerance, that you take aspirin, because to thin the blood, we just recommend getting that cholesterol very low. The LDL we're talking now, if I see an elevated LP little a, I want that LDL under 50. Very, very low.
What's mine? I forget.
Yours is under 70.
Ah, so I need more.
We checked your LP little a this year, and it was normal.
Oh, okay. Right.
But I would check. I would have your sister. That doesn't. I would have your sister check her LP little a. I bet. You know what? I predict. You know, brothers and sisters as adults don't always tell each other everything. And I bet there's some things, and that's not a judgment, but I'm sure that there's things going on in your sister's life that you're not aware of.
Well, my sister is moderately high strung. And so, but there may be, yeah, I mean, we share a lot. We live down the street from each other, been around each other all life. We don't know what everybody, each other does every day of our lives. But I'm certainly closer to my younger sister who lives here than I am to my older sister who lives out in Minnesota. I don't have that much connection to her. But my younger sister, she has me down for dinner once
That's
a week
nice.
Or so. And,
right.
You know, we're always talking about what's going on? We argue about stuff. She thinks her brother is crazy. You know, stuff, the usual kind of sibling stuff. But we're close enough so that I find it gratifying, frankly. And I was very concerned about her.
Her height and weight are pretty good?
Very much so, yeah. She's very,
great.
She's
great.
Five three, five four. I'd be surprised if she weighed 125 pounds.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So we need to figure out why she had.
I'll have her call.
Heart attack.
I'll have her call.
And so we can do telehealth. But
yeah.
And I'm glad. You know what your best predictor of your coronary situation, of your heart health, is? Your best predictor.
I should probably know this, but go ahead.
Is your sibling? But that's why I'm glad we know your coronary situation and we know it's good. So, yeah. But it doesn't definitely mean you're going to have something, but If someone, the right answer on the test, what's your best predictor of your own heart situation? It's how your siblings are doing.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. My sister, my oldest sister had a little touch of breast cancer, nothing serious. And that's the only thing that I know, but she is not that close to me. Interesting. She's coming here today, and her biggest need for me was to borrow my car. There was, she called, can I borrow your car? Okay, yeah, that's fine. But it's not like the others. It's, but I, her health, she's slim. She was a flight attendant for Delta up until COVID, and she's 80 years old. She kept she kept going until she was 70. And by the way, if she had her druthers, she'd be back doing it again now.
Well,
I think that's one of the things that kept her healthy. We have a pretty healthy family here under the circumstances, so.
All right, let's pause. Flying in her late 70s.
Yep.
Working for Delta.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yep. All right, Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Father's Day is coming up, and here's a gift idea, a gift package for just $99.99 you're going to get. 8 Omaha steak burgers. You're going to get 4 bacon-wrapped fillets. You're going to get 4 premium boneless chicken breasts. You're going to get 4 boneless pork chops. You're going to get 4 gourmet jumbo franks. You're going to get caramel apple tartlets. You're going to get steak seasoning. That's right. The burgers, the fillet, the chicken, the pork, all the franks. You're going to love, love, love what you get for your dad. All you got to do is go to omahasteaks.com, enter the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG, and you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package, $99.99. It's a great deal, and it's available right now. While you're thinking about it, do something about it. omahasteaks.com, type 30DUG into the search bar and order this gift package for Father's Day. You still have time to get it delivered in time for Father's Day. Every steak and every entree flash frozen, ready to serve, all backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. So, if you want to be a hero, you don't have to put on a cape. Just go to omahasteaks.com and order away. Use the code 30DUG, 30DOUG. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. We've been talking a lot about the cardiovascular system, heart attacks. I see there's something from the British Cardiovascular Society this week about severe heart attacks and what day of the week is the most problematic.
Well, yes, a big study has reconfirmed that the risk of severe heart attack, Doug, is highest on Monday. This comes out of the British Cardiovascular Society annual conference that was held the beginning of this week. And you're going to probably ask me, so why is Monday so risky? And
the why is Monday so risky? Yes.
And the belief is that it's the change in our behavior. Getting ready for the new work week is very stressful. So as you're transitioning from that relaxing, enjoyable, hopefully lower stress weekend and moving to the higher stress, acute stress of Monday, just be careful. Just start moving a little slower on Monday and just rev up to high gear slowly, because that Monday morning is the highest risk time of the week for having a heart attack.
I remember Christmas and after the first snowstorm, there is a similar prognostication that comes out of your mouth most every year.
I think you're talking about holiday heart around New Year's. And that's atrial fibrillation from people enjoying too much adult beverage around the holidays, holiday heart. Snowstorms, this is when people who haven't done anything physically all year go out and shovel their driveway. And we all know water, especially melting water, which is what snow is, gets very heavy. And this is hard work. And this can be a huge strain on the heart. And so don't have your first heart attack shoveling snow, which is so common in class.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's another item of regarding heart attacks and what happens to your brain if you've had a heart attack.
We talk about the importance of living a heart-healthy lifestyle, how it can prolong brain function. And this is a publication this week in JAMA, Neurology, the Journal of the American Medical Association. And what they demonstrate is that in people who've had heart attacks, there's a faster decline in the function of the brain. The ability to think and remember declines, yes, with age, but much more rapidly if one has had a heart attack. And this is why doing whatever one can to lower the risk of a heart attack, as we talked about before with Doug's sister, is so important for preserving brain health. And, you know, this is something that, you know, your sister needs to understand and do whatever she can with lifestyle now to preserve both circulation to heart and circulation to brain.
Right. All right. The idea of being focused on the heart, sometimes we do specialty programs because Ken is a cardiologist. It's important to sort of tap into that knowledge and experience that he has. And that's one more reason for you to call him. 352-735-1400. I'm going to ask my sister to call him and have Ken do a telemedicine reach out to her. You can go to the office or you can do it with a Zoom call. But no matter what, get the kind of help that you hear Ken giving to people every week. 352-735-1400. Coming up next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken, so stand by for that. To ask Dr. Ken a question, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, coming up next here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Past the hour on Good Day Health for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can feel free to access him, his advice, and his clinic by dialing 352-735-1400. Among the questions that people, again, you can dial them in at 855-999-3684. What excites you about medicine? A lot of people, when they get to your point, to your level in your career, they get frustrated, they get bored, they get angry because things aren't going the way they wish they would, etc., etc. So what does Dr. Ken find exciting when he goes to work, goes to the office, or in general about the medical practice that you have?
Oh, well, in general, just helping people extend their lives, live a more healthy life. As a preventive cardiologist, we do that every day, and we'll do that with your sister. But specifically, what's got me really excited right now is, as a cardiologist over the decades, I've been always a little uneasy about seeing patients who are taking testosterone replacement because the evidence hasn't been real strong, whether it's safe or not. We've lacked really good studies. But let me give you a little bit of excitement, and at least in my mind, maybe I'm living a boring life, but the Cleveland Clinic was tasked by the FDA several years ago to do the definitive study with thousands of patients to determine whether testosterone replacement in men was dangerous to their heart. And the FDA said that they would not continue to allow all these testosterone supplements to be approved unless this study was done. And finally, in 2 weeks, not next week's show, but the week after, I will report the results of this huge study from the Cleveland Clinic, and no one yet knows what the answer is, whether testosterone replacement is safe for your heart.
yes or no. And I'm really excited about as a cardiologist to finally answer this big question, because I know how many of my guys have low testosterone levels, have gone on testosterone replacement, and is this safe for your heart or not? We'll know in 2 weeks.
All right. A lot of people get excited about a lot of different things. Ken gets excited about the information that comes from these annual meetings and the research. Good. All right. Here's a question about the vaccines that may be around for COVID or other common respiratory problems. The flu vaccines, now we've got COVID mixed in. There appears to be an approval on the way for RSV. So you want to explain to everybody what RSV is?
Respiratory syncytial virus. This is another virus that more often in young people and infants actually does also affect adults. It can result in serious infection. It can result in pneumonia. It can result in hospitalization. And
didn't we see this in the tail end of COVID? Seems to
yes,
me there was a lot.
We saw the infants were getting a lot of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. But the first approval for a vaccine for adults over 60 occurred this week. So stay tuned. Talk to your doctors. Adults over 60, ask whether you should be getting this new vaccine for adults against the RSV.
Well, it's just something, you know, think about it, and it's just the more we dig into all these damn viruses, it's troubling, frankly. All right, question comes up on the drug Opdivo. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Opdivo. Whether that's safe. We've got a lot of questions about safe drugs this week. What is Opdivo? What does it do? And does it do it well?
Right. Well, now you're talking, this is from the American Society for Clinical Oncology this week, Doug. Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's a type of cancer that starts in white blood cells called lymphocytes. And the widely used immunotherapy drug, Opdivo, Nivolumab, Nivolumab. It's a mouthful to say. It's safer and more effective in treating adults and children with advanced Hodgkin's lymphoma than the targeted therapy, which is now used as standard therapy. So in general, this is just new hope for those who have been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Opdivo, talk to your doctors about it. This is not an uncommon problem. This is great hope.
And it's not necessarily an ad either for it, which you see all over television. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.